Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Joy Reveals. I'm your host, Joy Packard. And today I want to invite you into a practice that has saved me countless times, the power of pausing before you react. Life throws us curveballs every single day, and sometimes it's a snide comment. Sometimes it's our kids pushing every button we have. Sometimes it's just traffic when we are already late. And our instinct, react, fast, sharp, defensive. But here's the thing. Reactions are often the enemy of peace. And what saves us, our relationships, and even our health, is the pause. Let me tell you about a moment that drove this lesson home for me. Years ago, one of my kids said something in a heated argument. My instinct was to clap back instantly, prove my point, and get the last word. But something inside whispered, wait. So I bit my tongue, walked into the kitchen, and just breathed. By the time I came back, my whole energy was different. Instead of making the situation worse, I was able to say something calmer, softer. And you know what? The moment of restraint opened the door for connection instead of division. If I had reacted immediately, it would have been a blow up that none of us forgot. But because I paused, it became a moment of healing. That's the magic of the pause. It turns potential chaos into clarity. Viktor Frankl put it so well. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. I also love the proverb, a gentle answer turneth away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Isn't that true? The way we choose to respond has the power to calm or ignite, to mend or to break. Now that I'm a grandmother, Lola to many, I see the pause from another angle. When the house is full of giggles and toys and sometimes chaos, it's easy to get impatient. But when I pause, I remember these moments are fleeting. The little ones are watching me more than they're listening to me. The pause teaches them it's okay to feel frustrated, but it's also okay to choose peace. It's modeling patience without me even saying a word. So how do we actually build this into our lives? Here are some tools I use. Number one, the deep breath rule. When something triggers me, I take one long inhale and one slow exhale before responding. It slows my nervous system, and in those few seconds, I find my center. Number two, the delay rule. Before I send a heated email or text, I draft it, then sit on it for at least 30 minutes. 9 times out of 10, I either soften the message or delete it altogether. Number three, the step out strategy. If a conversation is getting too hot, I literally excuse myself, step outside, or go to another room. Even a 2-minute break resets my energy. And number four, the big picture question. I ask, will this really matter in a week? Will this matter in a year? That question shrinks the urgency and gives me perspective. Try one of these this week. You'll be amazed at the peace it creates. And aren't we all about creating peace in this very chaotic world right now? Let me say this clearly. Pausing is not weakness. Pausing is strength. It's wisdom. It's leadership. Anyone can fire back in the heat of the moment, but it takes real power to hold your tongue, to take a breath, and to choose the peace. Think about the ripple effect. One pause can stop an argument, preserve a friendship, keep a marriage strong, or teach a child how to regulate their emotions. And on a bigger scale, pausing helps us make decisions in business, finances, and even health. How many mistakes could be avoided if we simply paused before acting? Let's practice right now. Wherever you are, unless you're driving, close your eyes for just a moment. Take a slow breath in through your nose and hold it for 2 seconds. Now breathe out slowly through your mouth. Notice the space you just created. That little pause, that's all it takes to change the trajectory of a moment. So today, I want you to carry this with you. You don't always have to react. You don't always have to have the last word. You have permission to pause. And in that pause is your freedom, your power, and often your joy. Thank you so much for spending time with me. On Joy Reveals, I'm Joy Packard, reminding you that sometimes the most powerful thing you can do isn't to say more. It's to pause, breathe, and let peace lead the way. Until next time, may your pauses bring clarity, connection, and joy. If this has helped you in some way, feel free to share the episode and the show, and more importantly, leave a review. It helps the show so, so much. All right, with that, take care. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.